and on the seventh day he excavated. There is something visually amusing about the sudden slicing off of a mountain at top at first. One thinks of Martin Luther King. I have been to the mountain, but I haven't seen the top because, beloved, it was gone. But now I am thinking how Anne Elby's astute paper on metaphor points out that the Appalachian mountaintop mining and the protest against it both use the same Bible quotes from Isaiah and Luke. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. In the Old Testament and in the soothing New, every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. Olby called her paper homogenizing violence, and indeed the people may have accepted more readily the loud and choking violation were it blended with something so familiar as their Sunday homilies. But there's too the fact that they must have seen their holy pathway to protest revealed as made plain. The decapitated mountain settles in its tangled trees and tarns, like an executed fowl, all frenzied nerves and oozing. O God who leaps from hill to hill, return. The valleys smooth to meet us, and we realize again how alive a lost body can become then, even without its signal from the misting brain.